This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Campaigning intensifies for fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections as political leaders are holding back-to-back rallies in various states. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will take part in public meetings in support of the party's candidates in the coming phases of Lok Sabha election today in West Bengal. Mr. Modi will address four public meetings and participate in a public meeting at Jagatdal of North 24 Parangas in support of the party's Barakpur candidate Arjun Singh. After that, he will participate in three public meetings at Panchla of Howrah, Chinchura and Purshura of Hooghly district. Mr. Modi will also hold a roadshow in Patna today. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will campaign in Uttar Pradesh today. He will address political rally in Rai Bareli, from where former Congress President Rahul Gandhi is contesting. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath will campaign in Sitapur Bahrech and Amethi district constituencies. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav and former Congress President Rahul Gandhi will jointly address a political rally in favour of INDI Alliance candidate in Barabanki. Akhilesh Yadav will later campaign in Mohanlal Ganj constituency, which falls in Lucknow district. In a transformative leap towards fostering inclusive democracy, the Election Commission of India, ECI, has introduced the pioneering Vote From Home initiative in Kargil. Akashvani Kargil reports that the first day witnessed an overwhelming response with 47 votes cast out of 295 eligible voters. The Vote From Home initiative stands as a testament to the ECI's unwavering dedication to promoting electoral inclusivity and accessibility. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has successfully tested the new liquid rocket engine manufactured through additive manufacturing technology, which will significantly save on the raw material usage per engine, reduce metal powder from 565 kilograms to 13.7 kilograms and reduce the production time by 60%. The test was successfully carried out on Friday at ISRO Propulsion Complex in Mahendragiri in Tamil Nadu. This new redesigned PS4 engine has brought down the number of parts from 14 to a single piece and eliminated 19 weld joints. Mother's Day is being celebrated across the world today. It is celebrated on second Sunday of May every year. Mother's Day holds immense significance as it celebrates their existence to honor and express gratitude for the hardships they bear and things they do. Mother's Day was first celebrated in 1908 when Anna Jarvis held a memorial for her mother at St. Andrew's Methodist Church in Grafton, West Virginia in United States. Isolated heavy rainfall is very likely over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Telangana, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Karnataka over the next 2 to 3 days. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast thunderstorm, lightning and squiggly winds over Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Jharkhand, West Bengal, Andaman and Nicobar Islands and most parts of India, including southern and northeast region, for the next 2 to 3 days. Thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds are very likely over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand over the next 2 days. IMD further said dust storm and thunderstorm with gusty winds are very likely to prevail at isolated places over Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today. Aman Sehrawat has become the first Indian male wrestler to secure a quota place for the 2024 Paris Olympics. Asian champion Sehrawat secured a Paris quota in the men's 57kg freestyle category at the World Wrestling Olympic qualifiers in Istanbul, Turkey. All the previous 5 quotas were obtained by the Indian women wrestlers. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Mumbai Indians by 18 runs in Kolkata last night. Today, Chennai Super Kings will lock horns with Rajasthan Royals at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai at 3:30 p.m. while in the second match of the day, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face Delhi Capitals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.